seem fun and info. Benfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health and It Ain't Rocket Science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss, Dr. Holly Lucille, and Lisa Davis.
Heal your mind, heal your body. We are seeking alternatives on the road to healing. We have Lee Fortson on the air with us right now. Her book, Embrace, Release, Heal, An Empowering Guide to Thinking about, and Treating Cancer. This is a three-time cancer survivor who forged her own path to success. We want to hear more about it. Lee, again, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Now, Lee, I wanted to bring up again, and you know, when we're thinking about alternative therapies, and there's got to be some sort of paradigm shift or an attitude shift. And I think what can be hard sometimes is when, I know with my mother, when she was ill, you can get really down when you're in it. How did you boost up your attitude, boost up your desire to try new things when you just felt flat out blech?
You know, my third diagnosis, I had no symptoms. So I was very fortunate because I felt physically okay. But so I had the luxury of not having to deal with pain or other kinds of symptoms or illness, you know, feeling bad. So I was very, very lucky. But what I did, even so, because my mind was infected enough with the fear modes that are put out there, that I just decided I had to brainwash myself. I had to wash my brain clear of the fear. And so what I did is I just read every single thing I could on self-healing. I read everything I could on people who, like Norman Cousins, he's a famous...
Love him.
He's fantastic. And he had some mysterious disease, and basically his doctor said, we don't know what to do, you're probably going to die. And he basically said, no. And he figured out, you know, not only with their help, the biology that was going on, but he realized that laughter could really help, you know, make him buoyant and bring his cells to a better place, and it worked. I mean, this guy, he's amazing. So I surrounded myself with books and CDs and movies and everything I could get my hands on that was evidence to the fact that we're not confined to conventional modalities, that there are other things out there, and that basically a mental or spiritual commitment to being well can make a huge difference. And I mean, it was great. I was blown away by how many great stories there were, and it boosted me up enough to go, yeah, okay, I can do this. And then meanwhile, I was writing the book and talking to these people, most of whom were told they were going to die, and hearing their stories of how they came through. And it's like, oh, why don't we hear this more in this world? Why does every movie of the week have the guy die of cancer at the end? Why don't we? And I'll tell you, that's a real problem, because we're all so conditioned. We are so conditioned to think of cancer as a death sentence that it's really not easy when you get a diagnosis, especially a second or a third. It's not easy to think that, you know, you're not headed that direction. And of course, a lot of people do die, but why? Is it just biological, or is it because they were told they were, or is it because they were actually ready to check out and this disease was their way out? Because life is hard, and sometimes people are finished. They really are. I don't know. I don't claim to know the dynamics that go on. I just think there's a lot of dynamics that go on, and it's absolutely worthwhile to look at every dynamic we can and you know, learn what we can and certainly boost ourselves up to believing in something greater than the very limited ideas that occur in the doctor's office.
Well, Lee, what were some of the modalities that you tried and that you found most successful and really actually connected you to your spirit the most?
You mean the treatment modalities?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The alternative. Yeah.
Well,
in mind body.
At the time, I didn't do any. I mean, I became a raw foodist. I do believe diet can make a big difference.
Sure. Well, that's definitely one. Mm-hmm.
That's huge. I did. Look, here's what I think is a huge modality, which is
Sure.
Get into therapy or do something. Do hypnotherapy. Do something. Do energy psychology. Do something that can help you access the subconscious beliefs you have about yourself. That's a huge, huge thing.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Dr. Bruce Lipton, who wrote The Biology of Belief, which changed my life, talks a lot about epigenetics and how epigenetics means we are not dictated by our genes. We can change our genetic blueprint through our thoughts and through our feelings and through accessing the subconscious beliefs that don't serve us and excavating them, getting them out of our bodies because they're locked into our bodies. They usually occur either pre-verbal or at very young ages when we're just kind of accepting everything as true. You know, everything you're told about yourself as being true when it's not. You are not an unworthy, unlovable person. And if somebody tells you that or implies that enough when you're a kid, you start to absorb it. That kind of stuff, I think, is a huge, huge part or must be a huge part of therapy.
It's so definitely great to have people know that. I've always said, you know, people go, even physically, they can say, oh, yeah, well, high cholesterol runs in my family. And I'm like, well, listen, I think that, you know, your genes can certainly load the gun, but your lifestyle, who you are, pulls the trigger. And to tell them, yes, we can't change your DNA, but we can certainly change the way that it expresses itself.
Yes.
That phenotypic expression, pheno, like photograph, like how you look, how you feel, who you are, how you think, all of those things. We have so much more control over our genes than they do us. And I think that's so important for people to realize. That's a great message.
Go ahead.
I've often thought that genetics almost becomes an excuse for people to be inactive. And I like your comment that we're more of a cardiologist, but people say, well, everybody in my family's dying of heart disease. It's just programmed into me. And I'll be like, no, it's not. Here's how we do this. And they almost use the excuse. And the doctors are a big part of that problem. I like your
opinion.
They
are. And what's programmed into them is their eating habit. And, you know, that's what's programmed into them. Oh, okay, we get to go have greasy, you know, horrible food. We get to eat deep fried everything. We get to, you know, and but exercise doesn't help. You know, there's the dietary component. There's also the misunderstanding of diet of what causes things. Like I'm just learning now that high cholesterol they're finding is really about sugar and it's about simple carbs and it's not so much about the fat. So, you know, we get on these high horses scientifically saying this is what the problem is. Well, maybe it is part of it. Maybe it's not part of it, but the main thing to remember is that you are your own authority and you have a choice. Am I going to settle for this? Am I going to say, okay, it's genetic and therefore I'm destined? Or are you going to say, I am renewing myself? How often does it take 30 days for your cells to renew? How often do they renew? I mean,
30 days to 7 years, depending on which cells they are. However, that's all debated because I think intent, which to me is the most powerful tool in the universe for healing, to me, intent can speed some up and slow those down. And all those statistics seem to get changed. Lee, you have a strong power of intent. I have a feeling those cells turned over a little better for you.
Well, I hope so.
What do you
so.
Think, Holly? There's, is that good medicine there?
Yeah. Fast track to turnover. Absolutely.
There's a movie that people might be interested in watching because it talks about all this epigenetic stuff and about how really it isn't genes, and it's called The Living Matrix. And I mean, it's really powerful, good stuff, and it explains this stuff in ways that are way beyond what I can do. Dr. Bruce Lipton's in it. A woman named Lynn McTaggart, who wrote a book called The Field, and she's just brilliant. I mean, all these really cutting-edge scientific people are contributing to a new way of looking at who we are physically that is combined in with who we are emotionally.
Great. Lee, thank you so much for that. And also,
you are fabulous.
Thank you so much for your time and your stories and your sharing lovely thoughts about healing and mostly your personal experience. We really appreciate it.